Obtaining a land title is a crucial step in establishing ownership, but there are regulations that dictate the minimum size of land eligible for titling. The Ministry of Lands, Housing, and Urban Development has a policy that limits the issuance of land titles for plots smaller than 12.5 decimals, approximately 0.125 acres or 0.051 hectares, or smaller than 50 by 100 feet, approximately 0.046 hectares, in size. Key objectives of the policy. 1. Encouraging land consolidation. By limiting titles for smaller plots, the policy aims to encourage the consolidation of small plots into more economically viable land holdings. This promotes better land utilization and encourages larger, more productive estates. 2. Simplifying land administration. Managing small, fragmented plots can be administratively complex and costly. By setting a minimum size requirement, the government reduces the complexities involved in land management. 3. Promoting efficient land use. Larger consolidated plots are easier to develop in ways that maximize their use. This can lead to better urban planning and rural development, making land more efficient for agricultural, residential, or commercial purposes. Possible exceptions and special considerations. While this policy is generally enforced, there are certain exceptions where smaller plots may be considered for titling. 1. Existing small holdings. If there is a pre-existing small holding or traditional land holding, these may still be eligible for titling under special considerations. 2. Specific purposes. In some cases, land being used for homesteads, informal settlements, or community-related purposes could be eligible for titles, even if they are smaller than the standard minimum size. 3. High-density areas. In densely populated urban areas or places with unique land use challenges, such as informal settlements, there may be special allowances for smaller plots to receive land titles. Consulting local authorities. It is essential to consult with local district land offices or seek legal counsel to confirm the specific requirements in your area. Land laws in Uganda can vary depending on the region and local regulations, so it is wise to seek expert guidance. Legal professionals and land surveyors can help navigate the nuances of the land titling process. Government initiatives. To streamline land ownership and usage, the Ugandan government has introduced several initiatives. One notable effort is the Land Act of 2010, which aims to consolidate and reform laws related to land. This includes encouraging the efficient use of land and addressing challenges related to land fragmentation. Variations in minimum requirements. The minimum size of land eligible for a title can also depend on whether the plot is in a rural or urban area. Rural areas. In many rural areas, the minimum plot size required for a title is 0.25 acres, approximately 0.1 hectares. Urban areas. For urban plots, the size may be reduced to 0.125 acres, approximately 0.051 hectares, depending on local zoning and land use regulations. While it's often possible to obtain a land title for a smaller plot, this can be more complicated due to subdivision regulations. It's important to ensure that any land being considered for a title meets all local legal and zoning requirements. The risks of buying undersized plots. According to advice from Moses Lubowa, the founder Luba Properties Limited, a 25 by 30 plot will not qualify for a land title, meaning your land will not be officially recognized by the government. Landlords are unlikely to sell you such a small piece of land, as you will never be able to obtain a title for it. Anyone trying to sell land by piecing together small plots like 19 by 15 is simply looking for easy money. If you're considering buying such land, you should be aware that these sellers are only trying to take advantage of you. Ask yourself, how can a three-room house fit on such a small piece of land? Where will you place the toilet, gate, or even the boys' quarters? Lubowa points out that it is wrong for both sellers and buyers to engage in such transactions. He advises buyers to stick to plots of 50 by 100 feet to avoid future problems. The mistake you make by purchasing such small plots will be passed down to your children and future generations. Conclusion: in Uganda, the policy requiring a minimum land size of 12.5 decimals or 50 by 100 feet for obtaining a land title promotes efficient land use and reduces administrative challenges. However, exceptions exist for specific circumstances, and it's critical to consult with local authorities or legal experts to understand how these regulations apply in your case.